And what we're about to do here is continue on with our discussion of the new stadium, which is about to turn 10 years old.
Will the new stadium moniker go away?
I don't know, man.
10 years old. The weird thing is that, think of it this way, Mike. Stadium. The ballpark in Arlington is only 15 years older than the new stadium. That's it.
The whole thing is such a mind F to think about, that that place, which seems like yesterday when it opened, is 10 years old, yet the temple, which is going away at the end, or it's not going to be used for its intended purpose anymore at the end of this year, is only 15 years older than that and looks like it's got another 15 years of good life left in it.
At least. Well, I can promise you this, in 15 years, we'll not be saying this, we won't be saying the same thing about AT&T Stadium. It's not going away. Matter of fact, thinking about it today,
I don't even believe that.
What?
Anything can go away anytime.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
I really do believe that. I thought it'd be the last ballpark I'd ever see the Rangers play in for the rest of my life.
I did too.
I did not, just because of the heat thing. Eventually, we heard it every year. You don't hear anything about this place other than it was poorly constructed as far as where it faces. You know, it's not the best football stadium.
Concerts sound like garbage.
Yeah.
I always figured, though, that the way the Rangers would address the heat thing would be to do something to it, not build new.
Put the roof on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then they determined that it was just as expensive to do that than it was to build a whole new stadium.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
but it could have been done.
True. But I think that this place has exceeded the Jones family's expectations as far as perception, as far as events, as far as chatter, as far as everything.
And you can say what you want to about it, but is there any bigger talking point in this area than that place?
No. None.
I mean, when people in outlying outposts come here, probably the thing that they're looking out of their airplane windows to try and find is it.
I know. Think about in 10 years what that thing is hosted. Obviously the Cowboys, but from the Super Bowl to the Final Four to the NBA All-Star Game to moving the Cotton Bowl, there.
They moved the Cotton Bowl from the Cotton Bowl.
Yes. To the College Football National Championship, to the semifinals of the College Football National Championship, to the Big 12 Championship, which has now been there twice.
Every damn rodeo or boxing event or...
Dude, they have had massive soccer matches there. Mm-hmm. Massive.
Any big sports event that doesn't require ice or base paths has been
pretty much
there.
WrestleMania, as you said, big boxing matches, Supercross, and then the concerts. And I'll run down the list of acts that have been there since 2009. George Strait, and this is in order.
Huge.
George Strait, the Jonas Brothers, Paul McCartney, U2. You were there, Danny. Is that your only time inside that stadium?
That and for Super Bowl Media Day for the Steelers.
So you've really been in there for one function.
Yeah, and I didn't stay for the whole thing. It sounded like complete total crap.
Never been to a game there.
Nope. Probably never will. Maybe a college football game. I could be, you know, enticed to go check out a Cotton Bowl or something like that, but I have no interest in seeing the Cowboys play there.
Kenny Chesney, Taylor Swift, Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney and Eric Church, Taylor Swift, George Strait, Beyonce and Jay-Z, One Direction, The Rolling Stones, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Guns N' Roses, Coldplay, Luke Bryan, U2, Metallica, Kenny Chesney, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, and
Puff Daddy.
You just listed off the biggest names in music.
Yes.
Basically.
That have all played there.
I mean, if they're playing there, they're going to be huge.
Not to mention, they have now landed the kickoff classic game every year in college football, where, you know, Bama's been here, Michigan's been here, Florida State's been here. They've all been here. Texas A&M and Arkansas, they've moved their rivalry game there. Probably the only thing that they have not got their wish is Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah.
That is the only thing that if Jerry had his druthers...
No, there's no question.
It would be there that the powers that be have just said, we're not doing it. And I don't think that'll ever move from the Cotton Bowl. But everything else has been there. And I think when they started this thing, yeah, they had the vision of it. But to have all of these things, I think it's incredible. And it's never ending. There's always...
Well, you don't think that they planned on this? It would be this big?
I think that they wanted all of it. I don't know if they thought it would all come to fruition, especially as quickly as it did. You know? It was literally, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Those Joneses work really fast. They work really fast, and when they want something, they have ways of making it happen. We know that.
Yeah, we've seen sure. That. Yeah. Now, is it weird? Yeah, I find it to be very, very weird. I find it to be very weird in there. For football, I've been to tons and tons of college football games there that sound amazing. Most of the Cowboy games that I've been to haven't sounded amazing. A few have. It's really weird to me. You know, the parking sucks out there. It's so expensive. The tickets are expensive. Obviously, they're through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about that thing just reeks of opulence, and it seems like that they have eliminated, outside of preseason football games, the ability for anybody that is, God forbid, middle class to middle class to upper and lower class. There's no way they can get in. You can't afford to park.
No, they make it tough for the little guy, for sure.
They do. They control everything. They control where you enter, unfortunately. They control where you exit. They control when you go into a game like that. You can't even like, hey, let's go check out the stadium.
Nope.
You can't do that. They don't allow you to do that. And the fact that that hasn't changed makes me insane.
Can't go here.
Yeah, your ticket only allows you to be in this little quadrant of the stadium. I don't understand that.
Seems like you'd want to showcase other vantage points of the stadium.
Are they afraid that certain areas are just going to become so congested that it's going to be harmful to patrons?
I think this is pure de-stratification. Those people who pay a lot of money for the best seats, the suites, and all that stuff out there,
mm-hmm.
They are assured that they don't have to mingle with the hoi polloi. And I think that's part of the allure, part of the idea. There's a certain exclusivity about it that appeals to those people.
You may be right, you know? But it just, the fact that it is 10 years old and the fact that I still drive up there, and that is where my parents live, and I see it a lot, and I'm still in awe of it, just visually.
You know, the weirdest thing to me about the whole thing driving up there is you can't see it from 30.
I can't. Not when you're right upon it.
Yeah, I mean, when you're right upon
it. You can see it from, if you're going
from a distance.
Yeah, you can see it
from a distance, for sure.
You're too low.
But you're seeing it there, and you're thinking, okay, as I get nearer.
You got to look over at Cheddar's.
Yeah. As I get nearer, I'm going to, you know, take a good look at this thing. Well, no, you're not either, because you can't see it from 30.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you think that they thought that they would accomplish all that they did in the first 10 years as far as the events that we just named off? Having colleges move rivalry games there?
I thought Jerry, you know how Jerry is, and he's very event-driven, and it's not just about football for him and his big facility. But all the college maneuvers, that surprised me. The fact that they got the Cotton Bowl to leave the Cotton Bowl.
Right.
And have some of these neutral site big beefy college arena games played there. It's pretty impressive.
Not to mention all the high school games.
True.
They've had every single state final game there and playoff game there in every classification, or I don't know if it's every, but it seems like it is.
It's
maybe the real small ones aren't there.
3, 4, 5A.
Man, I think they've moved them all there.
I think they have too.
That's unbelievable.
And I guarantee you, nobody has benefited more from that than high school football.
You're probably right. In the end, and how cool that is for those kids.
It's all relative because, you know, high school football doesn't have the built-in exposure and draw that college football or the Cowboys do or anything like that. But proportionally speaking, I guarantee you high school football has benefited more from that than anything else.
And you know what? This guy points this out on Twitter, that it's more open to move around and cheaper to go to high school football games, obviously. Dude, and that may be the only opportunity for some people to go.
I was just thinking that. How foolish are we not to at least have gone out there and seen a 3 or 4 or 5A state championship game? And just gone out there and taken it in. Dude, it's a championship game.
I know.
Go out there and see John Stephen.
That vibe has got to be electric.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure those Highland Park games were off the charts. What was it? Was it the Duncanville game that ended on a walk-off here last year?
I think so.
A crazy-ass catch?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure every year there's you know, you could have seen Kyler Murray win 3 straight championships.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
But no, we were sitting at home.
Wearing shorts.
Cheetos and rubbing orange sand on our shorts.
Either way, it is definitely, and I don't know where it ranks right now nationally. But I can guarantee you, perception-wise, it's the most well-known, outside of Yankee Stadium and Red Sox and Fenway, you know, the classics. This is the most well-known stadium in the United States.
Okay, well, let's look at those that are comparable to it and see if we can come up with one that would outrank it.
I mean, the new Mercedes Dome in Atlanta, maybe.
Okay, that's newer, but what gets more buzz, that or the new stadium?
Not even, yeah, it's not even a contest. It's not.
It looks just like Jerry World, but smaller. On the inside, it looks identical to it.
Oh, yeah, you went out there this year.
It's really cool.
The new Minnesota, U.S. Bank?
That's the only other one that I can think of, and same thing for that, too.
Right.
You know, those are
It's nice when the Vikings have a game on TV and stuff, but it doesn't... Dude, they had a music fest. We didn't even mention Kaboo. They had a major music festival there. Now, it didn't do very well, but still.
Some guy tweeted, wait till the World Cup gets here.
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, they've already proven that, and I guess that's the beauty and the engineering of it all, they can host anything.
Yes, they can. They can, and they can create buzz. However much buzz your event has built into it, they can triple it by
Absolutely.
Themselves.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing. You can say what you want to about it. And believe me, I don't like coming on here and kissing the Cowboys' ass, but you can say what you want to about it, but there is nothing like it.
Well, happy 10-year anniversary, Cowboys Stadium.